Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. How often do you see movies? Frequently or just now and then? Well, if your answer is now and then, I got some good movies for you. This week, two dramas from then and a documentary from now. A coming-of-age drama set in wartime Bulgaria, dark melodrama in post-war Berlin, and a documentary set in present-day L.A. Going Clear, Scientology and the Prison of Belief, directed by Alex Gibney. L. Ron Hubbard was an extremely prolific writer who churned out over 1,000 fantasy and sci-fi stories for Pulp Fiction magazines. He spent some time in the U.S. Navy, but he's best known as the creator of a system of pseudoscientific psychology analyses known as Dianetics. Followers undergo auditing, a process where they confess their darkest experience and most painful feelings so their bodies can get rid of them. As they speak, they hold on to metal tubes which detect changes in their system, sort of an elaborate lie detector. And they speak their confessions one-on-one to an auditor, sort of like an analyst, who records what they say and files it away. Followers then pass through a series of complex, multi-leveled systems, including paid courses required to pass at each level. Their goal? Someday freeing their mind and bodies from anxiety and pain in an eternal space-age nirvana. The process forms the basis of Scientology, a self-described religion with thousands of followers. This documentary speaks to former members, advocates, and high-level administrators of Scientology, but what they say is not pretty. Members are said to undergo brutal training sessions, deprived of food and sleep, and kept separate from their friends. Celebrity members, people like Tom Cruise and John Travolta, are blackmailed or bribed to keep them within the group. And ex-members are stalked and even attacked. Apparently, Scientology attained its tax-free status in the U.S. by targeting hundreds of individual IRS agents and harassing them until the government finally just gave up. But the strangest part of this movie is the bizarre, flashy, Vegas-style conventions they have. Members dress in fake Navy uniforms, complete with medals and ranks, and all this is led by its current leader, the handsome but diminutive David Miscavige, a member of the group since he was a child. He's portrayed in this movie as a paranoid, egotistical megalomaniac aiming for absolute power and wealth. This is an amazing movie, alternating razzle-dazzle footage with shocking revelations. In a nutshell, it says, Scientology is a for-profit corporation disguised as a religion based on science fiction that's run by nuts. Bulgarian Rhapsody, directed by Ivan Nichev. It's 1940s in Sofia, Bulgaria. World War II is in full swing, but daily life continues almost as if nothing is happening. Moni and Jojo are teenage boys' best friends and neighbors. They both come from motherless homes raised by their widowed fathers. Moni, played by Christian Makarov, is thoughtful and introspective. He loves music, literature, and drawing political cartoons. Jojo, played by Stefan Popov, is full of bravado, and he's popular with the girls. So he vows to find a pretty girlfriend for Moni. The problem? Bulgaria is an ally of Nazi Germany and follows its harsh Nuremberg laws, placing severe restrictions on Jews. Moni is Jewish, where Jojo's dad is a driver for the government department set up specifically to persecute the Jews. So can a friendship prevail between the two of them? Okay, on a family trip to Gavala, which is a picturesque seaside town in Macedonian Greece, which had been annexed by Bulgaria, he meets Moni meets the beautiful and charming Shelley, played by Angela Nedyalkova. He has a life-changing experience on the beach, he falls in love, and he confesses everything to Jojo back in Sofia. But when the three of them get together at Moni's sister's wedding, Shelley becomes the object of both of their affections. So will this drive a wedge between the two friends? And is this really true love, or was it just a summer beach fantasy? So Bulgarian Rhapsody is a tender coming-of-age drama played out beneath the looming shadow of the Holocaust. And it was Bulgaria's entry for Best Foreign Language Film last year. Phoenix, directed by Christian Petzold. Nelly, played by Nina Haas, is a German-Jewish woman who survives World War II in a Nazi concentration camp, but is left with a horribly disfigured face. With the help of her best friend, Lena, played by Nina Kutzendorf, she has plastic surgery. So now she looks similar to, but not exactly like she used to. Her only wish is to reconnect with her husband, Johnny, played by Ronald Zerfeld, and let him know she's still alive. So she frequents the Berlin cabarets where they used to perform. He's a piano player, and she used to sing with him. But when they do meet at a bar called Phoenix, it's not like she expected. He approaches her because he says she looks a lot like a woman he knows, his wife, who died in the war. So if she helps him get his dead wife's war reparations from the government, he says he'll give her half. He has no idea who she really is, but he promises to train her until she can convincingly impersonate his dead wife. Basically, she has to learn to imitate herself. Talk about meta. So she agrees to act in this bizarre charade only because she wants to know whether Johnny ever actually loved her or if it was always just a ruse. And if so, was he the one who turned her in to the Nazis? So this, Phoenix, is the latest episode of star Nina Haas and director Christian Petzold's collaborative look at Germany. And it's definitely the best one they made so far. I saw Phoenix at TIFF last fall, and it was one of my absolute favorite movies last year. The plot, on the surface, sounds silly, melodramatic, simplistic, and it is all those things, but it's so much more. It teeters on the tightrope between German, expressionistic, absurd comedy and real, heartbreaking, tragic passion. But it never trips or falls off that rope. And the final scene of this movie is so perfect. It had me tearing up, literally almost weeping 10 minutes after it was over. Amazing movie. Going Clear in Phoenix, both open today in Toronto. Check your local listings. Bulgarian Rhapsody had its Canadian premiere at Toronto's Jewish Film Festival. Festival continues showing fascinating movies over the weekend in both downtown and North Toronto. Go to tjff.ca for details. This is Daniel Garber, the movies, each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.